Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. The Daily Stoic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. One of the cool things about podcasts is that you can multitask while you're listening, but depending on what you're doing right now, like for instance, if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you could be doing. You could be getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts, discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join over 29 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $698 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This is worse than death. There are things we fear that we should, and there are the things that we should fear but don't. Most people fear dying. Most people don't fear, don't care that they are living a kind of death. Agrippinus, one of the great Stoics of Nero's time, refused to compromise his beliefs or keep a low profile, even though it put him in danger of running afoul of that tyrant. He wanted to be the purple thread, as we've talked about, even if it was safer to be black or white or gray. He would have liked the lyrics to that great Alice in Chains song, the one that goes, "If I can't be my own, I'd feel better dead." Indeed, he eventually died for it, as his incorruptible father had before him. There are things in this life worse than death. Living a bankrupt, cowardly life is one of them. Being a patsy or a stool, a Vichy enabler, or a faceless member of the mob is one of them. You have to repeat that in your head again and again. You have to fight. You have to fight. You don't want to be like that faceless, nameless person that Seneca mentions was dealt a withering retort. You're pleading for your life. But how is the way that you're living any different than being dead? If you can't be your own, if you refuse to be your own, what is the point? The question is rhetorical. You can be your own, so choose to be, and don't compromise or appease with those who want to bully you into anything different. And if you want to know more about Agrippinus, I think he's one of the most fascinating Stoics there are. We profile him in the new book, Lives of the Stoics, The Art of Living from Zeno to Marcus Aurelius, which is out now. People are loving it. Check it out anywhere books are sold. The philosopher's school is a hospital. Men, the philosopher's lecture hall is a hospital. You shouldn't walk out of it feeling pleasure but pain, for you aren't well when you enter it. That's from Epictetus's Discourses, and today's little riffing is from The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living. From yours truly, Ryan Holiday, my co-author and translator, Stephen Hanselman. You can pick up a copy of The Daily Stoic anywhere you buy books, over a million copies in print now. And we also have signed copies in the Daily Stoic store and our limited edition, leather-bound edition, which I hope you check out. But let's talk about this quote from Epictetus here. Have you ever been to physical therapy or rehab? No matter what the name implies or however many people you see lying around getting massages, it's not a fun place to be. Turns out that healing hurts. The trained experts know exactly where to exert pressure and what to subject to stress so that they can strengthen where the patient is weak and help stimulate the areas that have atrophied. Stoic philosophy is a lot like that. Some observations and exercises will touch you on your pressure points. It's nothing personal. It's supposed to hurt. And that's how you'll develop the will to endure and persevere through life's many challenges. I remember I was in high school and I was always a runner, so I wasn't in bad shape. I was in good shape, but I basically done no strength training ever in my life. And I was snowboarding one winter and I ended up hurting myself in some accident. I took this sort of jump and on a back country hill and ended up sort of rolling over on my head, and I tweaked a vertebrae in my back, or I don't remember. But I ended up going to physical therapy for it. And exactly as I'm saying in this entry, you sort of expect like it's going to be cool massages or rehab or, I don't know, some hot tub or something, jets of water working on you. I got there and they were like, oh, you just need to do a bunch of sit-ups. And that's what I had to do for like several weeks of returning, is they basically put me on a regimen of doing sit-ups and other ab work. They were like, the reason your back is hurt is because it's not supported, buttressed enough by muscles in the front. And I was like, well, this sucks. But that's what I had to do. And I feel like life is a lot like that. You know, you go, you want a magical solution. You want someone to do X, Y, or Z for you. You go to a financial planner and you want them to tell you, here's the magical things I can do that will make you more money. And in fact, they go, here's where you're spending too much money. Here's where you're not being smart enough with your investments. Here's where you're not being patient enough. Do all these things and check in with me in 30 years and you'll be good, right? That's how it is. We want a shortcut, and there is no shortcut except for the work. And the work is not usually fun, because if it was fun, they wouldn't call it work. They'd call it fun, right? When you read Marcus Aurelius or Epictetus or Seneca, you're like, man, I feel attacked. Why'd you have to do me like that, Marcus? Why'd you have to do me like that, Epictetus? It's because they know where you're sick, and we're all sick, and we're all weaker than we should be. We've let muscles atrophy. We were hoping for a shortcut. We were hoping someone would take care of it for us, and they can't. You got to do the work. And probably the first part of the work is accepting where you are not well. So I love this idea of the philosopher's lecture hall as a hospital. And I see this, you know, on the Daily Stoic socials. People are like, you know, why are there not more quotes about love or happiness or fun? Or why is this serious? Why'd you have to go and get political? This isn't supposed to touch you in your happy place all the time. This isn't supposed to tell you what you want to hear. I wouldn't be doing my job if you didn't sometimes feel attacked by what I said, if you didn't disagree sometimes with what I said. If what I said didn't imply something that challenged you or even offended you. So remember that this is supposed to be hard. And it's hard because it's touching you somewhere where you're soft, where you haven't done the work. And hopefully, by feeling that, it'll spur you to get where you need to go. Or at least in dealing with the challenge, you will better understand why you've chosen to do or say the things you've chosen to do. So with that, talk to you tomorrow. Thanks so much for listening to the Daily Stoic Podcast. Again, if you don't know this, you can get these delivered to you via email every day. You just go to dailystoic.com/email. So check it out, dailystoic.com/email. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.